Blog Talk Radio.
like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Grace from School Chick Radio. No, I'm unable to answer the phone right now. If you could please leave your name and number, that would be absolutely appreciated.
She's okay, and she is able to connect very soon. I know she's got spotty service up in her neck of the woods.
Well, because she lives, like, in Canada, for crying out loud.
Just south of it, you know.
Well, yeah, pretty much where she's got to wear a toque and eats a lot of Tim Hortons donuts and coffee. Yeah, no, that's what, and play hockey.
What's up, Mr. Pulse?
Nothing. I got home from work a little bit ago.
Ooh.
You know, stopped and got some booze and some Chipotle.
Very nice.
You know,
very
typical
nice.
Single feller's life.
Oh yeah, getting all wild and crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sitting here watching the movie Wind Talkers that I DVR'd the other day, and talking to my dog.
Very nice.
Yeah. What about you, T?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. I did not make it to the liquor shack today. So, well, I have some red wine, but not a very... It doesn't really, like, up me, you know what I mean? That's more of a, if you absolutely want to go to sleep, drink red wine.
Really? Well, I'd have to drink, like, a half a glass of red wine and then a gallon of water. That's just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's why people take so long to drink it, because it's like you have to get your tongue unstuck from the roof of your mouth, and it's very technical.
Oh, no. No, people think so. They take so long to drink it because they think so, it makes them look smart to drink a glass of red.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to drink this glass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Pompous dickheads drink that shit, especially in public. I mean, cool. It's cool that, like, if you have it with a steak or something like that, because it evidently pairs up pretty well.
I guess.
Come on. Just go get some fucking Fireball.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Why are my dogs always jerks when I'm on air? Like, every single time, they are consistent.
Oh, yeah?
Quiet all night. I'm talking to somebody. Let's bark.
Get some new dogs.
I'm going to get them neutered is what I'm going to do. Balls are my
Ooh.
Life. Yeah, I know. Story of my life, right?
Well, just let them outside, because I heard there's a bunch of coyotes, like, be spotted around here.
Yeah, there is. I heard them.
You heard them?
My dogs were the... probably be like, oh my god, look at the puppies, let's play.
Look at the puppy with the big teeth and rabies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's super duper. So, mm-hmm. Mr. Car Salesman.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your profession a little bit? Since I saw a post for something that's coming out, and I'm kind of excited about it.
What's that?
Really?
I don't know. I'm tired, T. I only worked for 13 hours today.
Who posted earlier?
Huh?
You were talking about the new Camaro.
Oh, yeah. We got one in today. So it was a factory-ordered one like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's the only one of that, the only hopped-up one within like 1,000 miles of here.
Really?
So, yeah, the dude orders it, and then he backs out. So it was sold again in about 30 seconds. Then that dude backed out, and now it's sold again to a guy from, believe it or not, he's flying up tomorrow from Miami to buy this thing and drive it back.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, these people have so much disposable income, it's crazy.
I guess. If they want to throw it away, they can just talk to me.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, like, I'll help.
I'm
good. Hey, did you hear that I won the Powerball?
Yeah, you hit like one number.
Yeah, so it was the Powerball. I literally won the Powerball.
Oh, so you won $2?
It was, well, I haven't cashed it in yet, but yeah, it's like four. Ooh, I didn't even check my Mega Million.
Ooh.
That was on Tuesday.
Well, you better check that.
Damn it. If I'd be functioning like a normal human being and be like all multimillionaire and stuff, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, you need some servants.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, heck yeah. Oh, hang on, I got a cough. Hang on. Keep talking amongst yourselves. All right, sorry. I'm trying to kill this cold. What?
You got the eternal cold, too?
I got the typhus.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been about a week or so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm done with it. But, yeah.
I did not win Mega Millions.
Damn it. Ugh, oh, well.
I got one number. I could just take them to the store. Scan them though, right? Because, like. Oh, wait, I got two numbers.
Yeah.
What is that? Did I win? Am I a winner? Am I a wiener? How to play?
You're a winner because you get to talk to these dozens of people right now.
Oh, and Megaball. Well, that's just gay.
What?
I don't think I want anything. That's just dumb. I'm going to take it in and have them scan them.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, that just dashed all my dreams. All my hopes and dreams just well, down the tube.
You never know. Well, you can't win unless you play, so just keep playing.
That's true. That is true. I could take my winnings and just reinvest it. And I'll just continue.
Yeah, like when you're playing pull tabs, just, you know, playbacks. Boom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep going in.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you hit.
But yeah, so what's new with you?
I've been working on a lot of stuff for the station, and there's just one part that I keep getting hung up on, and it's driving me up a wall.
They and hang up on you? Or?
Well, there's just a technical side of it that's just not, for some reason, it's just not connecting both ways the way I need it. And it's just pissing me off. Pissing me off.
I know nothing about it, so I know nothing about it.
Well, then I just keep trying. Like, I've been trying for a while. And I have all sorts of people who offer to help, and then they don't. And I don't know. I'll just keep trying.
Well, I can do what our IT guy says. Oh, just restart it. Yeah, you're set. You fucking moron. But you know what? 9 times out of 10, he's right.
Well, here you go.
Here, oh, stop your yawning.
Sorry.
This working for a living and being adult things really started to suck.
Pretty much.
Mhm.
Yeah, I know.
I only got 39 hours in so far this week.
Is that it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Slacker.
Yeah, I remember my first part-time job. I know, right? It's gotta get some good. Yeah. Oh well. We'll quit bitching about that.
Hey, I had you know how I work? Oh my god, what is with my dog? You know how I work part time in a clothing store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had something happen today, and it was one of those things where it happened, and I was standing there going, "Is this actually happening?" Okay, this lady brings in a bunch of stuff, and because it's a retail store, so she had a bunch of stuff that she was trying to sell, and she had a baby in a carrier,
mm-hmm.
and she had more stuff to go grab, so she sets the baby down, puts her purse on top of the baby, and she's like, "Hey, can you watch her for a minute? I'm going to run out and get more." I'm like, okay.
Oh, goodness. Welcome to the 763.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh man, only in the 763 did that happen.
Exactly. It's weird up here.
She had a bunch of kids, and she's like, "Well, you know, I got an extra one."
When I lived in Coon Rapids, and that Rainbow was open over there at the university.
Yeah.
And County Road 10. Well, I'd go shopping there, and so me and my son were there. So this is probably 5-6 years ago. And there's a lady shopping. She had just a gaggle of fucking screaming little brat kids.
Yeah.
Well, she was in, like, getting shampoo or whatnot, you know, in that aisle. Mm-hmm. So I told my son, I'm like, "Watch this." So he's looking at me. I just went and I grabbed a bag of condoms and threw it in her cart. Yeah, that was a dick move.
That was awesome. You're helping America.
Well, yeah. Emptying the trailer parks a little one out of the... Oh, yeah, it was fun.
So, okay, now I'm curious about this dude that's, or person that is flying in to buy the Camaro.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No, he bought it from, remember James Peterson, the redheaded dude, the quarterback? Yeah, he bought it from him.
Oh.
So, yeah, so he's going to run out to the airport, pick this clown up. And the guy already wired all the money.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, so he comes in, signs a few papers, and he gets to drive a $68,000 Camaro back to Florida.
A brand new Camaro at Friendly Chevrolet.
I don't know. It's the power of the internet. You know, it's not only looking at looking at naked ladies, but you can actually buy things on it.
The hell you say?
Yeah. So yeah, dude, he's flying up from Miami, and I kind of Facebook creeped him a little bit because make sure he was like legit, actual real person.
Yeah.
Yeah. 22 years old, graduated from University of Miami 2 years ago, and he works for Nintendo.
Jesus.
So, dude's making some grip. Yeah. Plus, his last name is a very let's just say. Native sounding name, so yeah, I'm sure he's got some dough.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well then.
So that's pretty cool, though. It's, you know, hey, wow, the guy found out about it in Florida. Holy shit.
That's pretty cool.
That happens more than you would think, too.
Really?
Oh yeah, I sold trucks to people that come up from Texas, California. You know, out east. Yeah, just because the weirdest thing is with Chevrolet, they give you, like, the more vehicles you sell, the deeper discounts and shit they give you, and incentives and rebates.
Yeah.
So, of course, the more incentives, rebates, and discounts you can give, the more you're going to sell.
Right.
So, it's just like a big snowball. So, yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very
keeps
true.
Us going. That's why. Oh, that's why our deal still stands, right, T? Anybody comes in and anybody comes in and buys a car and says, "Oh, I heard you on Cool Chick Radio." Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yep, yep.
Go and hook it up.
It's all they got to do.
You can just find them online. Friendly, what is it?
Yep.
Friendlychef.com.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, oh yeah. Well, you brought your daughter in there last week to sit in, or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Couple
for her birthday?
Ago. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, she still thinks she's like super cool for that.
Oh, we got some of the, we got a couple of the cars from the auto show.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful white Corvette. Then a 50th anniversary Camaro. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Hell yeah. I'll have to come check them out. Show up and
drool.
Good. Show up and drool on the cars again.
Oh, you were drooling on the pickup trucks. Don't lie.
Yes. Oh, my God. That black one was amazing. It screamed.
Yeah.
It didn't even whisper it. It just screamed. Buy me.
Nice. Buy me. Drive me.
Mm-hmm.
Touch my buttons. Yeah.
I'm not proud. Somebody else can buy it for me and just give it to me.
Oh, there you go.
With no expectations.
Nice try.
You know, I had to throw that
in. Yeah, no shit. So are you about ready to break, T? Because I can't even keep my eyes open.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You got to give me more heads up than saying at 9:59, hey, do you want to go on the show? I'm like, sure.
That's not my fault. I can't get
on the
answer. All right. So I need somebody to talk to. Otherwise, I just get so lonely.
You're so lonely. Fire up the... Never mind. I'm just kidding.
Not lonely like that.
Yeah. whatever.
Whatever. So,
all right. Well, you doing the same thing next Wednesday then?
Hell yeah.
All right. I'll make sure I'll get some rest then.
Okay.
All right, Stoop. Go entertain the masses. How many people you got listening right now to the show?
I have no idea. I can't see anything right now because... site that I'm using is hating my computer. I don't know. I think technology just hates me right now.
That's true. So, well, all right, Tracy, I'm going to hit the hay because I got to be back there tomorrow morning at 8:30.
All right. You go sell your ass off, son.
And that's a lot of ass to sell. Hey.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Rock. Later.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Take off those heels, lay on my bed. Whisper dirty secrets while I'm pulling on your hair. Poison in our veins, but we don't even care. Candles dripping on your body, baby, this ain't truth or dare. Everybody wonders where we run off to. My body on your body, baby, sticking like some glue. Naughty, let's get naughty, girl, it's only one or two. Leave us fucking running, feel the heat between us two. I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride on you, baby, on you, baby.
Hi,
all night, all night, I'm gonna take care of your body. I'll be gentle. Just on top of me, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride on you lady, all night, all night. I'm gonna make you feel that love and getting weak all in your knees. Kiss your body from the tip top all the way down to your feet. Whoa, and we can go slow, yeah, we can go slow.
I'm gonna ride on you, baby, on you, lady.
side. You look in my eyes, and I just see the sky. I'm so high, but I ain't more. I'm just coming down from there.
I'm no
playing music tonight a little bit. So everyone just sit back and enjoy the music.
Got a girl from the south side, got plays in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillacs. Body like a Tesla, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. She don't need no help, but I can tell them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on this downtown street. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head. 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'm talking slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, my lips on her. On a highway to heaven, at the size of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head. 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I got ways.
All right, hope everybody's enjoying the evening. I'm a little sad that Miss Angela couldn't be with us tonight, but thus we will continue on. Now we're going with little Kelsey Ballerini. Oh yeah.
Attention, make my heart stop and listen when you look my way. Blue jeans and a ball cap, thinking that you're all that, and I'm thinking the same. You got that something in your eyes, I think about it all the time. If you ever wonder if I wanna make you mine. Yeah, boy, I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy, I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm pushing your arm. Forever me a kind. Yeah, boy, you're shining. You can't even tell me. Yeah, boy, your eyes can make the moon jealous. And if you wanna know if I wanna be a girl tonight.
thing gets me thinking about the baby and the way you roll. So let's put down the drop top, burn a little black top, hop of that road. Baby, what we're waiting on? Stars are out, the night is young. If you wanna know if I wanna go and get gone, yeah, boy.
Watching this show, this Honey Boo Boo from Hot or from Not to Hot, and at first I thought, well, there goes, you know, a few IQ points, and oh my gosh, I figured, you know, there goes a few IQ points and whatever, and yeah, and then I started watching the show, and you know what? It was actually kind of interesting to watch her go through the transformation, even though she did get the gastric sleeve, and she had a bunch of surgeries, but she also had to do the work. So that was the part that kind of caught my attention, where she actually hired a personal trainer, and she had to do the work, and she ate well, and she worked out hard, and she lost the weight, and I guess, the big reveal is supposed to be this Friday on her show. But the other part of it was watching the interaction between her ex-husband and the ex-husband's fiance and her. That little triangle was really, really interesting, because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, especially to where, you know, you're, you know, the ex and you have kids together and the new person comes in and they are acting like they're so much better than you when, you know, in fact, they're not better than you, and that they need to understand. And, you know, we should revisit the Stepmom's Toolbox, because we had a few great shows where she kind of talked about that. You know, the role of the stepmom is not to undermine the mom, and certainly not to 24/7 parent the child. The role of the stepparent is to support the parents. You're not there in a parent role. You're there as a support role. That's just kind of your role with everything, and as long as everybody understands your role. But when people try and take over thinking that they know so much more when they haven't been there the whole time, that's just kind of ridiculous. But that's just my take on it. I know it's not really like super entertaining, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that whole thing, and it just sucks that it has to happen in the first place. But it happens, and it happens a lot. So, I don't know. That's just kind of my take on things. I mean, I never once thought I could say I could relate to, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mom. But I can, especially watching her try and date. I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yep, mm-hmm, yep, horrible. Dating is not fun. But you know what? It's fine. People live all the time by doing it, right? Okay, so I think we need a little picker-upper music. And I'm trying to think of something fun. All right. Normally, I don't play this kind of music, but sometimes there's a song that just kind of like hits home, and this song always hits home. I just have to wait for the blah, blah, blah ads to finish up before I can play it. All right.
When I ask if you were alright, seems like you're fighting for your life, but why? Oh, why? Wide awake in the middle of your nightmare, it's all coming, but it hits you out of nowhere. And there's always dawn when you fall that far. We lose our way, we get back up again, it's never too late. We get back up again, and one day, you won't shine again. You maybe not now, but not out forever. We lose our way. As you made your little getaway, it feels like you've been running all your life, but why? Oh, why? So you pulled away from the love that would have been there, and stop believing that your situation's unfair. But there's always time when you fall that far. We lose our way, get back up again. It's never too late. Get back up again, and someday you won't shine again. You may be locked down, but not out forever. Lose our way.
On that song. So, next song.
I'm the blue eyes, high sunrise, like the taste in your smile. I miss the way we breathe, but I never told you what I should say. No, I never told you, I just held it in.
To talk about, and now I can't for life me remember what it was. Thanks, dogs. Whatever. Must not have been that important, I guess. Whatever. Oh, wait, no, I remember. Duh. Little inspirational tidbit for the night, or whatever, for life, I guess. Now, there's a lot of people out there who have kids, and they don't take care of them, and a lot of people out there who can't have kids, and they want kids. There was someone, and she's a near and dear, close, amazing friend of mine. And actually, she became friends with me, or we became friends and bonded, because I used to be her personal trainer a few years ago. And she actually has CP. Shush! She has CP, and she's actually been wheelchair bound. She had a couple surgeries. But she is an amazing woman. I mean, absolutely amazing. Strongest fighter you'd ever want to meet in your entire life. I mean, she's an incredible person. I can't say enough good about her. She's actually in the process. She's always wanted to be a mom. And now she's actually in the process of moving forward with being approved for adoption. And she was, I guess, now past tense, seeing a guy, and he did not support her decision. So she decided that she was going to do this on her own. She didn't need him. And her reasoning tonight was the most beautiful reason I've ever seen in my life for someone to say why they did what they did. She said she has no problem walking away from him because she wants to be a strong role model for whoever God puts in her life. And I just thought that was absolutely incredible. I'm normally not religious. I'm spiritual, yes, but religious, no. So for me to talk about God in a positive manner, not snicker and whatever, it's pretty, pretty incredible. But it's an amazing story, and I am so excited to see her get to be a mom and watch this whole amazing part of her life play out, because I know that being a mom to me was one of the most incredible things that ever happened in my entire life. So watching somebody else be able to fulfill their lifelong dream of becoming a mom and not knowing, she had no idea that she could actually do it. She just decided one day she was just going to ask, you know, throw caution to the wind and see, see what they say. And they said, yeah, you can. So that was pretty incredible. And I'm very, 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 very excited to see her, really see her transformation from being a single woman into being a single mom, because being a single mom is not easy. It's tough. It's a tough road, because a lot of people have a lot of negative ideas about who you are as a person, and you have to overcome a lot of stuff, and you have to be multiple roles all at the same time. But you know what? It's not for everybody, but the ones who do it very, very well. Some don't, but most do. But with that said, now I want to find a song that somehow just, you know, just kind of, really? My dog keeps barking. She's such a sass pants. I wonder why. That's kind of funny. I know which one I want. Yes. Yes. Okay. I am going to totally rock this song. All right. Enjoy.
Cause your dreams gonna be out of shape. I'm a roller skater. To listen to an ad there. Sorry, peeps. All right, we got one more song before it's time to bid adieu. My theme song.
I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Cool Chick Radio tonight. Miss Angela, if you're out there, we missed you tonight, and we'll see you next week, people. All right, in the meantime, those bad decisions are not going to make themselves, so make sure you get out there. Make the bad decisions. Why? Because you can. And just remember, Cool Chick Radio likes to be liked, and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared, because if you try and share two women in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everyone have a good night, and just get out there and meet, and we'll see you next week, people. Peace. Zoe.